We're going. Hello, welcome everybody. This is going to be an incredible podcast today. I've got the lovely Lisa here from Fledglings. So myself, I'm a parent carer myself, but I've also got the most fantastic job working in contact, as I have to write this down, the networking and coordinating officer for Wales. It's a bit of a mouthful. But Lisa and I wanted to come on today and just chat over a few exciting things that are happening in contact, but also around Fledglings as well. So I'll let Lisa introduce herself.
Thank you very much, Mandy. So I'm Lisa and I'm the head of Fledglings. And Fledglings, for anybody who doesn't know, is the not-for-profit shop of Contact. So whereas Contact provides all the service support, we provide the practical aids. And it can be anything at all, from sensory toys through to incontinence swim, which is our biggest range, wheelchair covers, spoke guards, tons of stuff. But the main reason for talking to Mandy today is because we've just launched our tube feeding range, which ties in nicely with this being Tube Feeding Awareness Week.
Absolutely. So Tube Feeding Awareness Week, depending on when this goes out, is the 5th to the 10th this year?
Roughly. The UK do the 6th to the 10th. I think that's just the way the week fell this year. Whereas the Aussies tend to do the 5th to the 9th. So I think it just depends on where your week falls, but we are officially the 6th to the 10th.
Lovely.
We brought the range in just in time.
Yeah, so I was really excited. This message went out on Facebook message, and I literally shared it straight away because I've got a daughter with quite complex needs who is tube fed. And it is, I don't know about anybody else, it is so difficult to find clothes that you're able to use in a functional way when you have a child that is tube fed. I really appreciate Contact and Fledglings doing this because it makes it more of a one place to go rather than it's really hard to do all this research yourself. I'm pretty sure I've brought off similar items. So it was really exciting when we had the conversation the other day, wasn't it, Lisa, around some of the ranges of what you were thinking of doing and what Fledglings was all about.
Yeah, so we'll be honest, we should have had these in all the time. You know, Fledglings is there for all disabilities. We are, you know, we do try to cover everything, but there's not that many suppliers out there. And that's the challenge, just like it is for parents trying to hunt them down. It's exactly the same for us. And you're right, we want to be the one-stop shop for all your practical disability needs. So Contact will do service and support. We'll do the practical stuff. But tube feeding was one of those that we were missing. We just couldn't get really good suppliers. And all of a sudden, we've managed to find two really good UK suppliers. One that we already used for general popper vests and things. And they supply the Casey range, which is a really big brand, which is really good for us because they're an existing supplier. We trust them. We can get them. And they do some great, you know, colours, but mainly underwear. But then we struck lucky. We then found Tubi Kids. Now, Tubi Kids is a parent carer. Again, somebody who, a bit like yourself, Mandy, has got a daughter and needed to find things and background in marketing, designed her own and came up with it. So we've ended up with a range of pretty little tops for girls, a grey school dress that would work, and some fantastic bags that are going flying off the shelf. For your emergency kit pouches, basically, that can be personalised. And we're selling those like hotcakes at the minute. They're just flying completely. And then we were also very fortunate to be given an option to get some, and I can't pronounce this, so bear with me, Omi Bomi sleep sacks. I think that's how you say it. And we basically got the option from America to get a small supply of things. So we've managed to get some sleep sacks as well.
So, were they what you've already shared on Facebook? Because I think I've shared them on my Instagram, because I thought, oh, I'd have loved to have had this when my little girl was little, because it's like anybody that's got a tubey person perhaps can relate to this. She is obsessed with the tube. I mean, chewing it, picking it up. So for it to come out of the bottom or a different way would have just been, yeah, we've tried so many different things. So I just thought that was a really great one as well.
Yeah, we've only got a limited supply of these from America and in a range of sizes. And they are quite small. So like you say, unfortunately for yourself, they're too small now. But hopefully that'll get an awareness out for other people who are starting where you did, you know, years ago. And that was the idea, really, is that We don't want to, every child should be given the opportunity to have something that looks nice. You know, just because you have any kind of disability shouldn't mean you should have boring. You know, we're trying to go avoid boring, but equally we need practical. And that's basically where we've got these suppliers from now that are finally, but the challenge is they are not cheap because the manufacturing limit is small. And that's the downside. The only good thing is obviously fledglings, we're not here to make money. That's not our job. So we will sell them knowing full well that we don't make any money out of it. That's what we're here to do.
And I just want to pick up again as well. I feel really humbled that you've got a supplier that also is a parent carer as well. So they totally get what it's like to have these challenges. We were saying earlier, weren't we? I mean, I've now taken to trying to design some of my own clothes. And maybe this will help me on my mission because there's some of the things I won't have to make because I'll be able to buy them from you, which is just amazing. I mean, seat covers and things like that, the wheelchair covers, I was really excited when they came out because, again, trying to keep somebody warm that's in a wheelchair that has all these extra bits that, you know, you've either got to carry or they've got to be covered over and they've got to be kept warm, perhaps can't walk.
And that's one of the things that Fledglings was renowned for when it started. So Fledglings will have been going 25 years this June. And when it started, it was very much about sourcing products to help. It kind of petered off a little bit over the last few years with the pandemic, but now it's coming all the way back in. And we're actually in the process of speaking to another parent carer who is an ex-police officer, again, has got a child with a disability and has started to do a range of clothes where they open for, bear with me on how I explain this, but like sideways. So rather than having to go over the head or up the legs,
like that.
The child with her particular child, that's really hard because of the disability. Mm. So they make it, she's designed some that open sideways, which is again going to be perfect for some people who you can't go over the head or up the legs. But our key is trying to find, there are quite a few parent carers out there who've gone into design and then manufacturing. Mm. And we try to source them because then we're helping them and their family, which is what we're all about as well. Some things mass manufactured, we have to go to the big boys, of course we do. And that's the only way you're going to get a half decent price. But some of them that are smaller are family, literally mums and dads who've created things. So it's great.
It's so bespoke though. I think I quite like that element because at the end of the day, this is a really bespoke area as well, isn't it? You know, and you're offering it and it might be a small group, but you're not shying away from doing that because it's too small of a group. That's not your aim. Your aim is to And I love the whole ecosystem of it, you know, of how, you know, it sounds like you're already reaching out to other people that are in the manufacturing and that have solved their own problems that are now offering this. Because I was speaking to somebody the other day and they said, oh, that's really interesting. But do they do it for, you know, the people with the colostomy, the bags?
Oh, right.
Okay. They were like, and I thought, oh, I haven't, but I thought that was, you know, I just thought that was interesting because a lot of people use them as well, you know, and have to have access to that throughout the day. So and I thought that was interesting.
It is, and that's a really good point. And one of the things that Fledglings was built on originally, and the one thing we want to get back to, is offering that personal shopper. So one thing that we can do is we can contact all of our suppliers and go, we have a request for this. Do you have any idea of how we can solve it? Or do you know anybody? Now, some things that are a little bit unique, maybe like that example, they may not have. But we do have other people who go, oh, no, but I do know somebody who can. So I've got a lady who makes sleeping bags. They're all handmade. 8 to 10 weeks delivery, she makes them to order for a parent and they're one of our best sellers. Wow. You know, and we have got other parents and other manufacturers who've semi-retired and come through that part of, well, I want to give back. They're not in it for the money.
And it sounds like if you've got a parent that's creative as well, like, you know, exactly. Although it's not out there, a bit like we were saying earlier, if we got some idea, it perhaps could be made, you know, which is really exciting. Absolutely.
And so that's the one thing we always do encourage parents to do is that we are here to solve a problem. So if they have got a problem and they don't know what to do, then if they drop us an email with the information on to go, this is the challenge, this is what we're trying to get to, we can at least then approach people that we know and go, any ideas? they may not have at this point in time, but it goes on a big list that we maintain to go, actually, we've had two or three or four, or actually, we found somebody now who's come to us and said, you know what you mentioned, we can now do it because we're in a position to.
But it's really exciting as well, I can imagine, because alongside contact is the campaign inside of things. So it feels like, you know, if you can't do it now, there's other avenues. I think we were talking about something bespoke as well that I was looking for, is like a pump feeding bag, but it's a little bit more bespoke than some of the bags that we have seen around tube feeding. And although it's not out there yet, you know, you there may be the connections. So this conversation is just absolutely incredible about where it can go and being part of the link in the chain. And it doesn't just stop here, you know, because it's supported by contact as well. There's other avenues of support that are really, really
exactly. And we do play very much into that circle of support. I mean, you'll know this, Mandy, the way that everything goes round, and we are part of contact at the end of the day. And that builds into everything that we do. And one of our I'm the head of the e-commerce of Fledglings, but one of my team, I've only got two part-timers, that's us, we do it all, but one of them is also a parent carer, and her little boy has got CMT, so we're now learning an awful lot about that and how we've just brought in a whole range of footwear, and she's absolutely loving this because her little boy has a problem with claw feet because of the CMT, can't get shoes. We've just brought in a whole range, and I can't believe how many variants of cool, trendy, not the old school NHS shoes there are, but like these cool Billy footwear shoes that if you need to buy an odd size, we can even sort out odd sizes. You know, if you've got splints, there are versions there that can help with splints.
I love what you said about making it cool as well. It's like, I love, you know, that's what I find. Yeah, like with my daughter, it's like, I don't just want a vest, and half the time I can't get a vest to fit her. So you just get a vest to fit her if it's in stock from wherever you used to get it from before. And then it's like, there's nothing pretty. It doesn't, it just looks like a baby's vest, you know? So I was looking, there's definitely some purchases I want to make on there. I've looked on there and I like the all-in-one suits with the legs. I just thought that with the little button at the front, I'm not sure if it'll work for us, but I'm definitely going to get it to try it because I just thought, oh yeah, but because it got the little bit at the front where the tube could come out of, but then also wasn't just a vest, it was more like an all-in-one shorts and top, and the dress, there was a little dress there. I thought, oh, the grey one, like a little school dress. And I thought, oh yes, that looks great. And I actually quite like it, even though I would struggle with the tube because of pulling it. There's like a little t-shirt that goes over the top of it, and I'm like, all built in one, is fabulous. So I'm there's some purchase I'm going to be making on there, definitely.
And the pretty, I like the red one with the pretty little ruffles on the shoulders. I just thought that they were so cute, because if you're wearing that, it just looks like a normal pretty little dress. It's not, you can't tell that it's not a normal. It's the kind of thing that another little girl would say, I like your top, without even questioning it, because they do look so nice. So it is nice, you're right. The thing is to get things that look good. And you mentioned the wheelchair covers earlier. Oh, crikey. Yeah. They come in like 13 patterns, from zebras and polar bears and rainbows and unicorns. There's all sorts of things on there, but at least they're making them colourful. They're not boring, red, black, blue. Green. Don't get me wrong, you can get a plain black, because some older people do
some
want
that. Some
people
like that, yeah.
And that's fine. Well, there's nothing to stop you having a nice bright yellow zebra. If that's what you want, you have it. And giraffes, why not? Why not make things a bit fun?
Absolutely. And I think that's what, you know, when I looked at it, I just thought how lovely it looked. Just looking at the ranges and how it was presented, and sort of just had, because I'm very visual and I struggle with dyslexia. So, you know, but I love the visuals, and you've got quite a lot of photographs on there. And on some of them, you've even got somebody wearing it, which I just thought was, you know, because you can really see if it could suit your needs as well, which I think is really great. I just thought it was and colourful, and even the design of the fledglings of the logo, I just think is really lovely. So just tell us a bit more about the fledglings range and a little bit more about some of the other things that maybe fledglings are doing at the moment.
So fledglings, the plan for 2023 is to expand right across every disability that pretty much we can do. We do want to do more for cerebral palsy, for example. We don't have a specific collection for children who suffer with that, or Down syndrome. We don't have them yet. In part, a little bit lack of our knowledge. Like I say, there's only me and two part-timers. That's it. So in a working week, when you've got to do everything, you kind of pick what you know.
And I'd imagine you need support from the people this supports as well. So perhaps if there's someone listening to this that thinks, oh, well, yeah, that meets me and I could help with that, or I got an idea.
Absolutely.
Get in touch. We'll put some website links and information so now we can contact you.
Because that's where the parents' requests come in. So if somebody has got a child with cerebral palsy, for example, and say, oh, what would really help us is A, B, C, D, then we can go and source specifically for that condition. And one of the things on the site is we do have by condition, we do have by age, because we also know that not all parents have had a diagnosis. So they know what the children is behaving like and what the issue is, but they don't actually have a name for it. What they do know is what the problem is, and they know how old they are. Those two things. So we've made the site so that you can search by age, you can search by condition if you know it, but then there's a range of clothing, adaptive clothing. Swimwear is our biggest seller by a country mile. Our swimsuits, and we're about to launch a whole new range as well. And hot off the press, breaking news, we are going to be launching some swim period wear.
So the
sort of like the older girls and the teenagers are not excluded, because we do incontinence swim, but we didn't because there weren't any do anything for period, and one of our suppliers has now created period swimwear, which is a game changer, so that older girls can join in on holidays and everything else as well and go that and not be excluded from it. So that's coming in the next few weeks. We've just placed the orders for that.
I'd imagine swimwear would be massive, because I can only imagine like that some of the challenge, it's like even just getting my daughter into a swimming costume, you know, when she's not able to support you. It isn't just about the clothes sometimes. And that's why you go for stuff that doesn't always look great, but fits the need. So if you can, it does a great job and it fits nice and it looks nice. I mean, isn't that lovely?
Exactly. And that's one of the things that we're trying to up our swimsuits of. We only have one pink at the minute. That is also changing. So we're going to bring, because not all girls like pink. We know a lot do, but not all do. So we're upgrading. Our suppliers have now got a bigger range, so we're bringing those in. Bedding and mattresses and all those kind of things, waterproof mattresses, we do all of those.
Towels was a big thing for us when we were, it's like, let's, because my daughter did a lot of vomiting, it was like, where's the towel and what can we soak it up with? You know, that was like our number one go-to, was a towel.
Yeah, and the waterproof ones. Then we have a learning thing. So we have lots of board games and sensory toys, of course, bubble tubes from those that are 6 foot tall, giant ones, to the smaller ones and to everything in between. We're also finding a lot more calming products for those children who need, and also the products for, and I can never remember the terminology. Sarah always is my expert on this one, who I go to, but it's where you need that body sensory to be hugged or to be tight and to be in that kind of motion. We're bringing in a lot more of those, a whole range of, and the big thing, I was speaking to an OT only last week, and I didn't know this, and many people probably do, but she was saying that the sensory rooms are very reactive for parents. It's the last end. She went, the best thing is to be proactive and help with movement. And the more movement a child can have, the more it regulates their bodies and their emotions. Now, that's great, because we're just about to bring in a load of movement things. So we're bringing in blind football, boccia, dancing for the children who maybe they're in a wheelchair, but they can move their arms and join in with dance and things like that. So we're bringing in a load of movement things to help children keep physical and active, and also
I'm just thinking of my son. I'm pretty sure he's ADHD or and autistic, and saying about the hugging, he's like really got to be he's very much got physically. And he's almost got to, it's like, you know, you lie in bed, there's a whole other thing, but like, he's got to be hugged and or sat on you for long periods of times, you know? So sounds like some of this could help.
Yeah, body socks and things like that. And there is a terminology, and for love and money to escape me, but we have cuddle balls. We have these body socks that hug. We have weighted blankets and things.
Yeah, I think weighted blanket, I think, would, definitely help.
There's a whole range of things, from care and safety in the house and specialist locks. But I suppose the key is, even if we don't have it on the website, don't assume we don't do it. It's just that we are only a small team. We can't put everything on the website. We can't stock everything. Doesn't mean we can't get it. That's the key.
And I love that. I love that because it feels like it's partnering with the people that it supports as well and supporting some of the ideas. Because I don't know, sometimes I'll think, oh, I wouldn't mind making that, or would there be a need? So it really feels like you could support with some of the niche markets that's out there, you know, and supporting, you know, families that have been through it themselves that have come up with their own creative ideas.
Yeah, if they can manufacture, we'll sell it. We are trying to work with as many parent carers as we can who've taken that leap and gone to that next level. And like I said, Tubi Kids is one. The next one with the button ones we're working with at the minute. There's a whole host of parents out there who've done some brilliant things. And we are in a fortunate position now that we can say, bring them onto our website. We can help you get them out.
So if anyone's got any sort of ideas or anything like that, or suggestions of things that might help them, is it best to email you? We'll yep. put an email in after. So yep. an email.
Basically, we just capture everything, and then we have a freelance merchandiser, and she comes in and she helps us work out. Not everything is doable. We'd like to think it is, but it isn't. But if somebody's already manufacturing and they've got some margins in there, then we can generally help with that. And if they need something, we have got suppliers out there that can find it. Usually, we're pretty good. Mm-hmm. One of the stories I'll tell you, actually, is from an existing supplier. And a lady came to us on Facebook, and her little boy was going in for an operation into Gosh. And he had... you can get hospital pajamas and things. But he was getting anxious because he likes Spider-Man and he only likes Spider-Man. So he has Spider-Man pajamas. And she said, if I give you the material, do you have anybody who could make the hospital pajama? We went to one of our suppliers who made not only the hospital pajamas for him, but also she'd seen a picture of him with his little teddy bear fairy friend, which was a penguin. She made a cape for Spider-Man of his penguin.
Oh.
The little boy was so made up that the hospital visit was just so much easier because he had his fairy friend with him with the cape on and matching pyjamas and his hospital pyjamas in his Spider-Man. And those are the kind of things we can do. You know,
that's magic.
Our supplier helps us out with that. And it made a massive difference to that little boy and his anxiety going in for quite a big operation. I think he's only about 6 years old. And it's great, you know. So there are things that we can do.
So it sounds like it's not just the supply, and you can support in so many different ways, you know. And that sounds incredible. So I think you've got, what have you got? Your Facebook group and then Instagram and
a
website and a Twitter. And an email, and we'll drop a lot of that in. For more information for people. Oh, well, this has been amazing. Thank you very much for coming on. I've really enjoyed this. I can't wait to do it again.
First time I've done a podcast.
Oh, you've done amazing. You'll have to come on again.
Brilliant. Thank you,
Mandy. Great to interview. Yeah. So that's lovely Lisa from Fledgings. So speak to you all soon.